Oil falls as OPEP plus output hike adds to oversupply concerns. EU to suspend US tariff countermeasures for 6 months. Oil prices fall sharply as OPEC plus agrees to production hike. Russia sanction eyed. Sixth Street takes 38% of Italian renewable energy firm Sorgenia in $4.6 billion deal. Venezuela's oil exports fell in July as partners awaited US authorizations. Morning bid, payroll soft, messenger fired, copper prices. BofA warns long positions remain at risk of stopping out. Citi raises gold forecast as rate cut odds increase after weak jobs data. Gold prices steady, holding sharp gains in wake of soft U.S. jobs data. China's independent oil firms elbow into Iraq's majors-dominated market. Brazil holds back on U.S. tariff retaliation, focuses on relief, Reuters. Fitch revises Stellantis. Outlook to negative amid turnaround challenges. No title found. S&P 500 surges on rate cut expectations. Tech rally. Viasat stock soars after William Blair upgrade cites multiple catalysts. Palantir, IDEXX lead market cap stock movers on Monday. Services PMI and ISM non-manufacturing PMI highlight Tuesday's economic data. Firefly Aerospace lifts IPO price range, targets $6 billion valuation amid space investment boom. No title found. A Swiss watch icon navigates Trump's tariff uncertainty. U.S. factory orders fall sharply in June on aircraft orders drop. U.S. factory orders slide, but beat expectations. Explainer, what happens next in the U.S. court battle over Trump's tariffs? German engineering orders fall 5% in June on tariff uncertainty. Turkish inflation falls to 33.52% in July. Below forecast, Spain's July jobless falls 0.1% from June to 2.42 million, lowest in 17 years. Spain's unemployment rate dips slightly in July. Swiss inflation edges up to 0.2% in July, still near zero. Trump says he will announce new labor statistics official in 3 or 4 days. Latest Trump tariffs unlikely to budge, top negotiator says. Mexico's headline inflation seen easing in July, core inflation still above target, Reuters poll. Bridgewater founder Ray Dalio urges Trump to reveal why he fired top labor official. The jobs data revisions that cost a U.S. government statistician her job. Asked about Trump firing, German minister says institutions must be independent. Despite tariff reprieve, Lesotho says it is already hurting Wall Street rebounds as Fed rate cut bets intensify on weaker payrolls. Citigroup appoints Ashish Dakad to lead private credit origination. U.S. dollar gains after Friday's slump as Fed cuts loom. Swiss franc drops. Trump will substantially raise tariffs on goods from India over Russian oil purchases. MUFG head sees chance of Bank of Japan rate hike in October. APU is now live for trading on hyperliquid Bitcoin price today, steady at 114K after steep losses on tariff economic fears. Jeff's Brands targets up to $75 million in launch of AI-driven crypto treasury strategic program. Equilium adds cryptocurrency to treasury strategy amid cash concerns. Empiri Digital buys 110 Bitcoin for $12.6 million, holds 3,913 total, no title found. Strategy reports Bitcoin purchase of 21,021 coins for $2.46 billion. No title found. GameSquare approves $5 million stock buyback funded by Ethereum yields. DigiPower X reports 122% increase in cash and crypto holdings. Uranium Energy Corp stock hits 52-week high at 9.1 USD. United Bankshares Q2 2025 slides, record earnings, and successful Piedmont integration. No title found. GCC Q2 2025 slides, revenue up 1%, EBITDA falls 11.6% amid cost pressures. DLF Q1 FY26 presentation, sales bookings surge 78%, rental income up 15%. Calix stock reaches 52-week high at $57.92. Tapestry Inc. stock hits all-time high at 110.46 USD. EJF Investments issues 100,000 zero-dividend preference shares. Annington to acquire 300 homes amid UK housing expansion plans. State Farm General Insurance ratings lowered at S&P to A from A+.